Jane Patton of the Peace House says a candlelight vigil will be held on Main Street to bring awareness to all victims of domestic violence and to honor one victim, Tony Cavagnaro.
Who was a victim that was murdered by her partner in April in Oakley. It is the first domestic violence death in 18 years in Summit County.
The vigil will assemble at the Brew Pub parking lot at 5:45 p.m. on Tuesday, October 1st, and will begin promptly at 6. Participants will walk down Main Street to the Kimball Arts Center, and then we'll hear from Representative Craig Powell, as well as hear several stories of survivors. Patton talks about the numbers of women and children served by the Peace House annually.
In the past year, we've had over 150 women and children that have stayed at our shelter for over 3,300 nights of shelter. So that's a lot of people that need emergency housing with us to be safe.
She says the Peace House has an outreach program that provides services that aren't necessarily crisis services, but hopefully are preventative measures.
That is designed for people that need help with domestic violence, that want information and resources, maybe a safety plan, a protective order, but they don't need emergency housing. They don't need to stay in our shelter. So what we're trying to do is help people before they get to the crisis stage.
The Peace House also serves to educate young people that domestic violence is not the norm.
If we can be successful with the youngest generation and have them understanding as they grow up that if they live in a violent household, that that's the norm for them, but they can break out of that and actually with some type of intervention have a much better chance of not repeating that and really ending the generational cycle of violence. So that's one of our really big goals, is to be successful in our prevention.
That's Jane Patton of the Peace House. She asked the whole community to attend the candlelight vigil taking place on Main Street, beginning at the Brew Pub parking lot Tuesday at 6 p.m. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.